about $4 coffee and $2 water to further tell you it's never price. To be an effective salesperson, you have to believe in human beings. You have to believe in the human being. You need to have a positive outlook about people. You have to believe that people are good and that they want to make the right decision. Your buyers are just like you. Your buyers, they're like you. They spend money they don't have. Don't you do that? They go over budget. You do that. They work hard for their money. You do that. They've made good decisions. You've done that. And they've made bad decisions. And hey, you've done that. And when you've made enough bad ones, you want to avoid them. See, like you, they want to avoid bad decisions and they want to make good ones. People want to feel good about themselves and they want to feel good about their decisions. If you're selling a service to a business owner, he wants to know that he did the right thing for his business and that what he paid for, what you sold him, is going to make a difference for his company. If you're selling a product, customers want to have certainty that they'll be happy with that product and that when they use it, they're going to feel good, look good, and be admired by others because of the choice they made. If people don't buy from you, I assure you it's almost never about the money, never about the budget, but about something you didn't uncover. If it were all about price, please explain to me, please, why people stand in line for a $4 cup of coffee when they can make an entire pot at their house for almost nothing. Explain to me why people spend $2 on bottled water when they could have got it from their tap for free. Do you know last year in the United States, $18 billion was spent on bottled water? Explain why someone spends thousands of dollars on season tickets to a ball game when they could have watched on TV for nothing. Explain why someone would go out and buy a sports car when they could take the subway to work and arrive there in half the time. Explain why you bring your kid to a professional when he cuts himself rather than stitching him up yourself for nothing. Love, baby. Love. Consider how many times you paid more than you could afford and you loved it. Come on, how many times have you been over budget? Consider how many times in your life you went over budget because you found something that you weren't even looking for, you didn't even need, and decided to buy it on an impulse. Remember, it's almost never price.